Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here, so let's do this. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Soul-Led Living. I'm so excited to be here today with my friend and colleague, Alice Hu. Welcome. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She's a career astrologer, but also I've known her for a long time, back when she used to host these really cool events in Washington, D.C. That's how the company started, Woo Woo Co. And she was like introducing the woo to DC. Like, could you imagine like that being your your job? And we met right before the world shut down. Like, I feel like I came and did an event with you in February in DC, and then March 2020 is when everything hit. So, well, welcome, Alice. I'm so excited to be here with you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, that was more than 5 years ago. And I remember we did two amazing events. We did one about intuitive dating and the other one about connecting with your spirit guides. And they were such incredibly beautiful and powerful events. And then it was like, okay, bye. See you. I don't know when.
It's been really cool to see your work evolve. Like, you kind of started off as a curator and then you like moved more into your own gifts, did some studying within our work, and really like started to focus on astrology. But what I love about your astrology work is that it really like zeroes into business and career, because sometimes it's fun to get your natal chart, but you're just like, what am I doing with this thing? Especially people that are looking for purpose, or even in that stage of like figuring out who they are. I'm super happy to do readings for people at that time. But I always tell them, I'm like, even though I'm not an expert in any of these other fields, I know enough. But I really do feel that astrology or human design are like great places to go when you're really trying to ask yourself these questions, because life has been so much about programming and forgetting like who you really are. And when you start to wake up, there's something so comforting in knowing like, man, my soul left me all these clues. And one of the biggest clues it left me is my astrology chart. Sometimes you might not resonate with it right away because you're so kind of off path sometimes. Like when you're first in the beginning of your awakening, you've been like really just like living the default path, as I like to call it. But little by little, I feel like that chart makes more and more sense. Like, I feel like when I first got it, it didn't make so much sense, but now it feels so obvious to me. And I love that you're using it for careers. Alice has this really cool offer on her website right now, which we'll link to in the notes, where you can put in your birth information and you get like a PDF that explains who you are career-wise when it comes to your chart. And I mean, like, you were just so brave that you like really went all in to the point that you built this whole database, which I thought that was so cool. I mean, talk about like moving into the Aquarius era.
Yes.
And like, I love this journalist. Her name is Kara Swisher, and she's been writing about tech since like the 80s. And she always says like, whatever can be digitized will be digitized. And like, I feel like you did that. You're like, I'm going to digitize the way that we receive these like career reading. So you actually don't even have to talk to Alice. You can get it off of her site. And I mean, that's so, even the investment of that, Alice, like your time, your money, like that's pretty ballsy. And you like went all in. And I'm very impressed by that.
When I did your course, I was living in Pacifica, which is a beach, like near Pacifica, a beach town, like 30 minutes outside of San Francisco. And I really do believe like Half Moon Bay, like the central upper coast of California is such a portal. And during that time, like right after I left, I got the idea to launch that website. And I was like, but I just started readings. I don't think I can do this like website for astrology. And it took me like probably like 8 months before like I really seriously thought about it, because yes, it was a very scary like test and leap of faith, exactly like what you had shared with me in that reading, like financially trusting myself and like letting my fears fall away. And I'm so glad I did it, because you know, you go to the website, you don't need to have any experience, any knowledge of astrology, and you can get your free career astrology report. Like, no risk. It's completely free. And if you like it, you can get that expanded report that you have, Nikki, that's like 15 plus pages that gives you more insights. And yes, it was a lot of content to write. Like, 140 pieces of content.
Yeah, I want to explain how that's done, guys. Me, I'm just like a business geek and nerd. And I think, you know, one of the hard things about being a spiritual practitioner is obviously the scale, right? Like I'm still doing a bunch of readings and I can't price it high enough and people are still booking. So the scale is always like—
Congratulations though.
Oh, I know. I'm such a baby. Like I shouldn't be complaining. But my son yesterday was like, he's 10 and he's like, Mom, I mean, it sounds like so many people are coming your way. I mean, it's just demand, right? Like you have so much demand, like you gotta, you know, change your prices. And he was basically talking about scale. It was like so funny. I was like,
oh my gosh,
I hear you, but like at the same time, it's very hard for me to go there. But anyways, other conversation. But you know, he was talking about scale. Scale, if you guys don't know, is basically like you have this one product that's doing very well, but right now it's only like one-to-one. Like, can you make that one product and serve limited amount of people? And that's, of course, what technology is like really great for. And I think that is like really that transition that we're going to make into the Aquarius age is really like,
yes,
even more technology. And I know a lot of us are scared of it, but I actually think it's going to free us up in many ways.
Yes.
But I love how you took that. And like, so what she did basically was that she wrote out— so I'm a Cancer sun. So she said, okay, let me write an entry for Cancer suns. This is like my interpretation of a Cancer sun. So what I love about the report is that I feel your energy in it and I yes. still feel like it's your interpretation. It's not an AI. It's not like a bot that just came up with this information. It's really your reading, but you figured out how to scale yourself through this like technology and you bet it on yourself. I'm just here to tell you how impressed I am by you, Alice.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I put a lot of energy into this website. So I feel like when people encounter it, they're in that same space of wanting to be seen, wanting to be brave, taking a courageous step forward. I mean, I wrote it before ChatGPT was a thing. And sometimes I'll get like, you know, we always get negative feedback. And I always know when I get like an email or a DM, they're like, I didn't like this. It was like, it wasn't like what I thought it was going to be. It wasn't detailed enough. And I'm like, first of all, it's free. Second of all, looking at your chart, I know you're a savage. I know you're a savage looking at your placements why do you have to cut me down? Someone even said, I expected more from like a Boston College fellow grad. And I was like, I'm a BU grad, not BC grad. It was just so crazy, you know, but I wrote this without ChatGPT. All of this content is from me because I want someone to read this report, whether there's someone like you who is very knowledgeable about the spiritual intuitive space or someone who's just like, I don't know, my friend sent me this, like I got it as a gift. You're going to read it and you're going to be like, wow, this is me. And the most powerful thing, just like any type of reading you get, when you feel seen, you feel empowered. You begin to trust yourself. You begin to listen to your intuition more because you're like, hey, I think I'm on the right path. If someone else is saying I'm on the right path, it seems kind of crazy. Okay, what does that mean for me? That means I'm going to take that action. I'm going to translate what's happening in my head, in my mind, into reality.
I love that. And I would imagine that, like, you know, it's so interesting. I think we're always concerned mm-hmm. when we're thinking about what we're going to do for work or our businesses mm-hmm. or whatever. We're so concerned with like, this product must do this thing. But I think there's so much to say about the energy behind it that to me, in many ways, like, of course, the report, it was super cool for me to see, especially somebody who doesn't know like too much about astrology. I was like, this is so insane because, I mean, first of all, the amount of like, you should be doing something psychic and intuitive. I'm like, whoa,
oh, yeah.
Like, where was my chart when I was like 26?
25, yeah. When you were doing the editorial work, when you were partying in Miami. Yeah,
exactly. And when people thought I was crazy for doing this, I was like, where the hell was my chart, you know, back then? But what I want to say was that sometimes it's not only the product that you deliver, but I think a lot of times it's the energy behind that. So mm-hmm. we kind of captured this moment in your life where you were very brave and were thinking about your own career and you kind of like produced something for other people who are in a state that are looking to be brave and like follow like what's true to them. And so I think that the product like holds that energy as well. So I think that that is a lot of value in that as well. So, but speaking of that, you were kind of alluding to, you were saying that, you know, when you get some feedback and these people are a little crazy or whatever with the feedback, actually you helped me with this. Like recently I have so much Cancer energy. I am like the universal mother. So, you know, I often care like way too much, but it's also, you know, it's part of my personality and I'm sensitive. So Like I was getting these like certain feedback that was like just hurting my feelings. And what was so helpful for me, and Alice was like, well, Nikki, like, I bet you that this person has this and this in their chart because this and this and this is happening like in the, in the star. I'm like, shit, like, where were you? Like, you know, cause to me, I'm a Cancer. So I like take everything, you know, personal many of the times or whatever. So I want to hear about a little bit about if anybody right now is like kind of maybe suffering with some like clients or coworkers or even like family members. Can you explain a little bit about why? Because there is something happening currently that can affect these relationships.
Yes. Right now we are in eclipse season. Eclipse season gives us what we need, maybe not what we want. It is a powerful season for transformation. Happens every year. So you've already felt this. It's not something that happens like every 50 years, every 100 years. It always happens like March, April, October, November. And it changes around like every 18 months, kind of the theme that we're playing with. And this year we are exploring themes around identity and others, like what do I need? What can I prioritize? And the needs of others. So these are some lessons we've been learning since last July. If you're extra sensitive, you felt it a year ago in March, and you're starting to understand like, oh, maybe I'm a little codependent on certain people. Maybe I am perpetuating some unhealthy relationship dynamics, whether it's like with your clients, with your customers, with your friends, with your family, with your partner, whomever it is. And you're starting to understand, okay, how can I better prioritize myself? And so for my friends who are an Aries, Libra, Sun, Moon, Rising, or North or South node, you will be feeling this a lot more. There's a lot of change and transformation that will happen from mid-March until mid-April because of our eclipses. There will be friends that kind of just leave, coworkers that'll just like kind of fall away. You will start to feel a little bit more confident about the vision you have and the way that you want to lead, because Aries is all about leading. It is a sign that, you know, it's the first sign of the zodiac. It kicks things off. It has a lot of starting energy, like starting projects. It's very creative. And I know my friends who have these Aries placements have been feeling a bit stagnant, and they haven't been quite feeling like themselves because, you know, we're going through those lessons of understanding what to prioritize, how to prioritize yourself, and understanding how to wield the power of being the visionary. And how do you want to be a visionary in your life? I mean, it's not easy.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think, I mean, the other way to look at that is like a lot of people feel like their third eyes are closed, or like they just like they don't know like really like where to go from here. They're trying to get pregnant with like the next vision, but it's just not always very easy.
One thing I'll share is the boundaries. There's going to be a lot of boundary setting in March.
Were you in my diary
April.
Today, Alice? Like I literally, it wasn't even in my writing. It was just like, the pen just took its form and it was like, boundaries.
Oh, you're channeling.
And as a Cancer, you're like, F you, boundaries.
Yes. Yeah. So it's important to note that we're all learning these lessons, but my like Aries and Libra placements for Sun, Moon, Rising, North Node, and South Nodes, they're going to be feeling it a lot more. But it's really funny because as you kind of move through your day, once you hear this information, you'll start to realize like, oh yeah, this person's putting a boundary up, or like, oh yeah, I don't want to hang out with this person anymore. Or I think I want to change the types of clients and customers that I have.
That's so interesting how we all kind of get there at the same place. And that's because of the eclipses. Like what are the eclipses doing that kind of make that happen?
With the new moon and the full moon, they happen like every 2 weeks, and new moons are great for like a fresh start, new beginnings, planting new seeds that will come into fruition like with the next like full moon. So, or I like to say 6 months later. So like we have a new moon in Pisces, then 6 months later, a full moon in Pisces, you'll see your manifestations fully come through, because a full moon, it feels more intense. So I always feel like people become a little bit unhinged like the week before before a full moon, because there's like just a lot of emotions. There's a bit of self-doubt. And once the full moon arrives, you're like, actually, I'm celebrating a lot of manifestations, you know, a lot of wins in my life, because it's a moon about release. It's about celebration of like all that you've accomplished from that last new moon. And with eclipses, they feel a lot more intense. And that's why I say, like, you know, 2 weeks before like the new moon, 2 weeks before like the full moon eclipse. That's why we have this eclipse season being like mid-March to mid-April, just a little bit longer. And some, if you're very sensitive, you feel it all of March and you feel it all of April this year.
So March 25th is the first eclipse, correct?
Yes, it is. It is the first one. So it's a full moon lunar eclipse in Libra. If there have been people you're trying to get rid of in your life, they will be exiting. They'll be dropping like flies. You know, you're just like, oh, I don't think this is going to work out anymore. And it could just be coworker dynamics. Like you're just like, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. Like I always do this person's work. They're louder than me, but I'm always behind the scenes. They got a promotion and I didn't get a promotion. I'm not standing for that anymore. And just understanding like the give and take, right? It's not always going to be 50-50 in any type of relationship, but if you just feel energetically something is off, like really listen to your intuition. A lot of people are afraid of letting go of their current like relationships, current clients, because the unknown of who else is going to come in. Always something better will come through to replace what has been let go of.
Yeah. And if you are a entrepreneur or whatever, somebody, a small business running your business, this could also mean that the type of client, it doesn't have to be like one individual client, but the type of client you've been working with, mm-hmm. you know, probably has like access to your bound, you know, goes beyond your boundaries sometimes. Cause you know, we've set it up that yeah. way. Obviously like people only treat us or show up that way because we allow it. And we've kind of mm-hmm. let those boundaries be open. So it could also be that like, it might even be like one physical person. It could be like, you know what, like this kind of person that I've been serving. Yeah. Collectively yeah. that I've been serving for a while. I want to manifest like a new collective, like audience. And this is kind of how I want us to be in relationship. And this is how, so it might, if you are an entrepreneur, it might be a good time to kind of revisit your ideal client. Like who mm-hmm. would you love to work with? How would your relationship be? What would your prices be like? What boundaries do they respect that maybe like a current client doesn't? So it's just a good time, I think, also to like reimagine the kind of people you want in your life. Cause sometimes we get like so stuck on being afraid of the people that leave because then it feels like there's nothing else after that. You know, like you were saying, like you get, yes. you know, you were saying like there's always something better on the other side of like a good set of boundaries, but sometimes we don't have mm-hmm. the vision for it. So it could be if you're having a hard time like letting go of the past or these like past setups, it's also a good time to just play pretend and imagine what it would look like. Even if you're in a marriage, you know, like you might not mm-hmm. be anywhere near like divorce or whatever, but Benny and I did not divorce, but I was like imagining like a new version of a partner, and it was either going to be Benny or a new person, honestly. And he, it was like either you get on this train and you become that person or there's somebody else. So don't be afraid to like imagine what, because sometimes even your best friend might become that new upgraded best friend that you want. So it's not only the death of this person or this relationship, it's the death of how this relationship is currently working and not being afraid of like, you know, it's not this idea of like everybody's going to leave. It's just that like Alice was saying, like you no longer are an energetic match for this. Like you no longer can tolerate the way this, it's not fun anymore. And it might not even be a bad thing. It's just like, this is not fun anymore. And I would like to bring some fun into this relationship. And it has to do with a renegotiation of boundaries.
Yeah. I think that what that actually looks like when you talk about the tangible is probably some people are thinking about different offerings. If you have like a long-term, let's say you're a coach and you have a long-term container of like 6 months, you might be like, this feels a little bit heavy. Maybe I do a retreat. Maybe I do a one-day thing or a shorter program or digitize these learnings and teachings. It could also look like a difference in collaborators that you're like, you know what? I think that I'm looking for a different type of person to work together with, calling that person in.
Having a vision for that collaborator, right? And kind of what you want that relationship to look like. Because sometimes when we think about collaborators, like, I want to work with Alice. And it's like, well, maybe it's that I maybe I can pull back a little bit and be like, it's not that I want to work with somebody like Alice because, you know, X, Y, Z. Maybe Alice is not available for that collaboration, but that doesn't mean that I got the intuition wrong. It's that I'm looking for like a certain type of person that I know is going to like respect my boundaries that way or work with me that way or be okay with like conversations about fee and, you know, an openness. And she's like the inspiration of like that collaborator, but she might not necessarily be the collaborator. So I think having a vision for that like relationship as well. So then after March 25th, we have another eclipse coming up April 8th, which is a new moon in, I don't know.
Aries. Okay. So this invites us to new intentions around how we prioritize our independence, how we take the lead in certain areas of our life, and setting those boundaries even more. I think that it is going to be a very empowering time. You know, we all know that one term, like you are your closest like five friends. So when you kind of let some of those shift and change and fall away, then who is this new version of yourself? And so in these coming months, people are going to be inviting in like people that'll help them up level, people who will help them shift from survival to thriving. It's a very empowering year. My word for 2024 for the collective is empowerment.
I love that. Maybe after we've shed or kind of had some ideas with those relationships, now we're like looking for the people that are going to bring us to our next level. And Aries looks like it finally, if you've been low on motivation or focus or drive, I almost feel like when we start to reach April, you're going to see yourself move into a direction. And sometimes it might be because you've been missing certain people that almost like hold some of that wisdom that you need, like, you know, to go where you're trying to go. Like sometimes like where yeah. you are and where you want to go, what's in between is like a wisdom that somebody else might be holding because they've already gone through it. So maybe mm-hmm. this is a time for mentors and for experts and people that like know how to get to where you're trying to go and making sure that, yeah, that you're doing some of that.
I really believe that anyone who feels a bit stagnant, you know, that the year hasn't started off in a way that they feel like they're able to catch momentum and create momentum for themselves, this is going to change. I mean, always, I think there's, for me personally, there's three different like starts of the year. There's January 1st, there's Lunar New Year, which is sometime in January or February. And then we have the start of Aries season. We have like the spring equinox. It just brings, you're finally kind of like leaving your cocoon, and it will be what people need to be like, okay, there's like a fire under my butt. I'm going to start that project. I'm going to talk to these people, et cetera, to get the ball moving.
Yes. I am such a spring new year kind of girl. Like consultants would like to tell me like, oh, it's January. You should do like a new you, new whatever. And I'm like, nope. Like I do not feel that energy at all during New Year. A little bit when I lived in Miami, because Miami is eternally sunny. So you just like don't even know what time of the year it is over there. I'm sure there's a little bit of that in LA, but at least the temperatures kind of change in LA. But yeah, I really believe that the beginning of the year is spring. Like that, I mean, that's how nature like intended it. So I love April. I love Aries season for a good start. So Alice, in our charts, I know there's many places because obviously your report that you give on your site, there's a lot of information about how your career comes to be based off your chart. So I know that's not really like one place that we can look at, but you can even like, I don't know if you want to use me as an example or whatever, but like, where do we find these things in a person's chart that really tells us like if we're lost about our career, like where can we look?
So I like to place more importance on the North Node placement. That's why it is very meaty. It's about 2 pages. And then the South Node is 2 pages as well. So your North Node is a purpose placement. It's about life lessons that you're meant to be learning in this lifetime. Kind of like, I like to describe it as it's almost like an embodiment of like a connection to your higher self. It's where you're going to feel very expansive, very uncomfortable at times as well, because it's most likely something that you're unfamiliar with. The opposite of that is a South Node. These are jobs and characteristics and skills that come quite easily to you. The South Node represents like karma, things you've done for many like lifetimes. And for those who are like stuck in a career, like I always get these jobs, I can't seem to get a different job, they're most likely stuck doing South Node things. So I will give, actually, I'm trying to remember, like, I don't remember your placement.
I'm a South Node Capricorn and I'm a North Node Cancer. So my, so what's funny is like, and I have a lot of Cancer in my chart. So I do understand I do understand like the energy of Cancer. I would say, I think on the outside, I probably like seem very flowy and maybe feminine as well, but truly I operate deep in many ways as a Capricorn.
Yes.
Because that's why I could talk about business so much. It's, it's very intuitive to me, like the business things. It's like, I just, I've seen lifetimes as me like doing businesses before as a woman. So I'm very comfortable as like a Capricorn. And I would say a lot of like what I have today, like a lot of my business success, even before this work, I had a lot of career success. You know, I was an editor for like really big publications and I worked at, I always had like really cool jobs. And that was really like blood, sweat, and tears. Like I really feel like I took steps to make that happen. Like not, there was some luck in it for sure, but I like follow a strategy and like get there. So now I'm really like in this place in my life as I'm 41 and I've built, you know, a really beautiful business, and that Cancer North Node is calling me in a very different way. And I'm looking at it as like a Capricorn being like, I do not understand you. Like, I do not understand you.
It's funny because you're a good example. I'm a good example. I'll talk about both of our nodal placements because I think that it'll probably cover a lot of what people will experience who are listening. So you have a lot of Cancer. And so, yes, you have that outward, very caring, very intuitive, very creative. But what people don't always talk about is, you know, your horoscope, your even the report that I give you, it's based off of your rising sign. But I like to talk about, like, when we talk about the astrological triad, the big three is your sun, moon, your rising as your personality, right? It kind of like making up like your identity, who you are. But what is beneath that, I believe, is the South Node. So my South Node is in Virgo, yours is in Capricorn. We're very earthbound. Like at their deepest core, like we want like that tangible security. We like are very methodical in what we do. You enjoy a lot of structure. I enjoy a lot of like details and structure in terms of like, I know what's coming in terms of a calendar invite. And for you, you're like, I'm just going to take one step. I do this. I'm going to get like this reaction back, like towards my goals. But both of us have water placements for our North Nodes. Yours is in Cancer, mine is in Pisces. For you, it was a matter of kind of like looking in the right place, focusing your attention and kind of using your business acumen to grow it. And yes, I know from, you know, your podcast and through our conversations, like it was challenging at times, but you know, it's kind of like something that's always been in the background. You're like growing, growing, growing. And once you really opened yourself to your gifts, people just started coming through the door.
That is so helpful, Alice, because like sometimes, I'm sure a lot of people feel this way. That's like those of you who are like, man, I have worked damn hard for like what I have. And definitely like the immigrant child in me like has that. Yeah. I'm sure you have that too, Alice, as an immigrant child. But the truth is there was a lot of damn luck in there also. You know, there was a lot of just like, yeah, like stepping into those gifts and letting the rest happen. And maybe I need to give my, like I need to give that enough credit so that I am not afraid to jump to the next thing because I'm like, I don't have a strategy for the next thing and therefore I can't jump.
It's not about the strategy. I really do think that you created a lot of your own luck because you're listening to your intuition. You're like, oh, like I'm curious about this, or I should like talk to this person. I think that you are exceptionally intuitively guided because of your other Cancer placements, because of the, you know, I can't remember exactly, but probably like, I feel like your Mercury, like your moon
and Cancer, rising. My Mercury is in Cancer. It's everywhere.
So it's like, it's a kind of like how you move through the day. For me, I don't have any Pisces placements. Yeah. My only water sign I believe is Mercury in Cancer. That's what you and I share. And so it has been a lot more difficult for me to trust myself, for me to listen to my intuition of like, oh, like how even just being creative, because Pisces is different from Cancer in terms of it's very like musical, it's very artistic, it's very psychic. And for me to like learn about intuition, learn how to read energy, getting my yoga teacher training, I was like, this is kind of weird. Sometimes I still think I'm just like, I'm reading this book about 5D and I'm just like, okay, but I'm like, but you know, I subscribe to all these things, but I'm reading and I'm like, oh, I'm not sure, but okay. So it's funny, right? These are kind of the ways that we are similar but different, because I don't have anything like really Pisces related in my chart, and so it's quite challenging for me to like go on my purpose path and like grow.
Yeah, and I think I love that. Knowing you, Alice, that like makes a lot of sense to me.
See,
I want everybody today, guys, if you do not know your North Node, like I find it to be one of the most important things to know in your chart, your South and your North Node. So because your North Node is basically like what you're trying to embody, it makes me feel like it's the energy that like you're trying to embody. And almost like when we, I get this question a lot where people are like, well, do I truly have like a destiny? Is there free will? Like, can I do whatever I want this lifetime? Or is there like some sort of destiny or whatever? Or you, maybe you might say, is there a soul's contract? Is there a soul's path?
Yeah.
And the truth is, like, believe it or not, there is. And that, like, you know, there is like a destiny for you. So then when people are like, okay, well, shouldn't my destiny just like happen? And the truth is that the reason that a lot of our destiny doesn't happen. So for example, some of the things that we see in our path that look like luck, I would say that that's more destiny at play, right? But how do we get to a place where destiny can be at play and that there is space for destiny to come through, or luck, if that's what you want to call it? And it's really about getting out of your own way. But I think that's a really big term. Like, I don't even know how the hell I'm in my own way. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, because you being in your own way could be very different. Like, you might have to be more whatever, flowy, and I might not need to, you know, need to be more disciplined. Like, getting in your own way is not like black or white. So it's like we can't, you know, it's different for every person. Because I feel like the soul, the higher self is trying to talk to us through the chart, because the higher self left you clues based on your birthday. And I know this because I've read so many people. I've read a lot of spirit babies, which if you don't know what a spirit baby is, it's when a woman has a baby, or it could be a man too, like an energy that's meant to come through them and, you know, be their child eventually. And a lot of these spirit babies will tell me that they're waiting for the right astrology because they need like certain energy to like live this lifetime. So the higher self really like leaves you these clues within your time of birth, you know, whether it's astrology or human design. I mean, there's so many different things that work off that information. And I really do feel that if you can look at your North Node and not read it, be like a Cancer is blah, 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 a Pisces is blah, blah, blah. You actually have to feel the energy of Cancer and feel the energy of Pisces and see if you can hold that energy. Like, okay, so today I have to make a decision. If I was in a Cancer energy, what decision would I make? Right. And that is kind of, I feel, and it's, I think that the reason it's your North Node is because it might take the whole lifetime to figure that out. Like, I don't know, but I think we can make better choices because like Alice said, which I like really lit like a bulb in my head. It's almost like your North Node is the energy of the higher self, because it's almost like the energy of the future self. And if we're being guided by the higher self, that's our clue of like kind of how we get there. So whenever you're feeling a little lost, you can, you know, feel into the energy of your North Node.
Yeah. So I also recommend to people when they're looking at their horoscope, whether it's like something daily, monthly, or something for the new moon or the full moon, and I don't see a lot of people talking about this, I add in like a little comment that says, read the North Node, your North Node placement. It could be Pisces, it could be Virgo, it could be Leo, for a message from your higher self. Like this other version of yourself that's coming through, that's really grounding into the body. And I also tell people in my readings that you should find friends who are your North Node placement. And so I've met a lot of Pisces, like sun, moon, rising lately, because I'm like, I want to call in like more Piscean friends who are very artistic, very creative, and just kind of, they don't have a plan and they just, but things always just like, you know, I always was jealous before I got into this line of work, like people who just, things just happened for them. They didn't really study a lot, or they didn't really plan a lot. They would like maybe book a last minute trip. I had this one friend, she's like, oh, like I have to move out of my apartment in like 3 weeks. I'm still looking for a place. And I was just like, oh my goodness, like you're still looking for, you're not going to have a home. You don't have your next home. I just was like, that's insane. But now I'm like, you know what? The right home sometimes will show up at the 11th hour and you just have to have faith that it's going to happen.
That's a great tip. You also gave me a great tip once that I think this is good for any time, but you said specifically when you're in your Saturn return, it's nice to have mentors that are like friends that are significantly like 10 years older than you. And I definitely had some at the time. And now that I think about it, I still have friends. Obviously, these are still my friends that are, you know, 10 years. And I value those friendships so much. And they're actually, they both have Cancer like in their chart. So I think that that could be help. Like not only an older friend, but can you get an older friend with your North Node energy in it?
Yes. And sometimes it can be hard to find the specific signs. So then I would kind of zoom out and just pick the element. So maybe it's like water. They could, you know, also be a Scorpio. They could be a Pisces. Obviously, those things are different. But, you know, it's the element of water. They're in like the same category of being more creative, of being more intuitive, being more in like the divine feminine, learning how to balance like the traditional versus like kind of like the more like ethereal and what is like grounded of this world and also not of this world, because, you know, I do believe that we need to have a fine balance between the two and the best ideas. And you and I have talked about this too. You know, the movies that we love, the TV shows that we love that are talking about other worlds, you know, like just Dune just came out. I like watched Dune opening weekend, and I had only watched the first Dune like a week before. And when I watched the second one, I was like, something is different about this second one. And I was like, this is stuff that is actually happening, whether it's in this timeline or happening right now, but in a different like universe, but like kind of, I guess, yeah, like somewhere farther away. I was like, this is the stuff that comes out of the ether. Somebody goes and like, oh, I'm just meditating or I'm just doing creative things and getting an idea. None of these ideas are mistakes. All of these ideas are pulled from different timelines, parallel universes or current universes, you know, like different places in time.
Oh my God. 100%. I have not seen Dune. You know, Benny and I are in a place of like, we kind of had to divide and conquer. So like he really wanted to see the movie and we weren't going to bring like the little one. So he had to go by himself and I stayed behind with the kids. It's kind of how we function these days, which is hard. Yeah. I'm calling in a babysitter in my area, hopefully. So anyways, I haven't seen it, but I do know that so much of the art that we consume. And I think it's a lot of messages from like, if you're watching some of these shows, like there's a lot of messages from other places or like here, like giving us like the information. I have always been told when people study with me and I've had to do readings and, you know, intuition, so many people that watch me teach or enjoy like learning from me intuition work, they always are impressed by my metaphors. And I always say that I've been being trained for good metaphors since I was a young kid because my dad loved all like the sci-fi and he was giving me metaphors since I was a kid. My dad, I was like 5 and he would put me in like the scariest movies in the movie theater. Like he was the one that my parents did not divide and conquer. They were just like, bring the 5-year-old with you to the movie. And my dad was, he went to film school at NYU. And
interesting. He's a doctor.
Because my Cuban mother was like,
yes.
Oye, Roberto, you're not going to make any money doing that, okay? So you have to become a doctor. So the history of how my dad became a doctor, but he is a huge poetry and literature and film. And he was like the perfect father for me because he gave me all these metaphors at a really young age. And he trained my brain to like watch the metaphors in films. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I think it's beyond metaphor in film. I think it's like, it's a lot of channeling. Like you said, it's a lot of kind of information from other places. So that's really cool.
I bet your father has Pisces water energy in his chart.
I kind of think so too. I have not looked at his chart. I'm going to see if I can get it because I know sometimes they might not have the time that they were born, especially he was born in Cuba. So I don't know if he has like all that information, but I'm going to try to ask him for it.
Do a meditation for it. I have my clients do that too. Yeah, because they were there. I'm like, you were there.
Oh, that's so good. That's such a good tip, Alice. Did you guys get that? So basically, like, I know a lot of you don't have the time you were born. And she was saying that if you don't have the time you were born, but you have the day you were born, she's saying like, you know, you were there, your soul was there. So you can like sit in meditation and be comfortable with receiving whatever. And I would imagine you can do that even with your date, because sometimes some people's dates are a little off as well.
Yes. Like people who have immigrated here, there's like something that was going on in their home country, so they don't have those records. Sometimes people are like refugees, adopted, you know, that there's a lot of different things that can happen. But you know, you were there.
When I got my time, which I was born at 4:10 a.m., it's funny, I gave birth to my kids around the same time. And I remember when I was birthing my kids, I was like, this is the time to give birth. Like, I just always felt like this is the birthing time. And I birthed my kids like in those like hours, basically like between 4 and 9 a.m. I was birthed during that time. And so was Benny. So it's kind of like funny. Like, I was like, this is the birthing time. This is when people birth.
So. Wow. That is really interesting. You know, when we think about time being nonlinear, then it's like everything was happening at the same time, like in your like lineage. You're like, Benny was born, I was born, then like my children were born, and they all happened kind of like at the same time.
It's so strange. Yeah, I agree. So going back to the North Node, Alice, like anything I jumped in and said what I think it is and like kind of how you want to embody that energy, but I am open to being wrong and open to like, you know, kind of exploring that even more. But so now I know, like, let's say like I looked at my chart, I know my North Node, I'm having issues specifically with career, you know, like with like my purpose, whatever. And maybe if any other signs, we talked about Pisces and Cancer, but if there's other ones that come to your mind, like if I have a Capricorn North Node or something, if you can share a little bit about how we can play with our North Node to help us find our purpose or even help us to move into like the right career.
Oftentimes people might feel very disconnected from their North Node placement, and they come to my work, and I'm sure they come to your work as well, when they're in those moments of transition, when they're like needing actually what I call a bridge job. So you combine the aspects of the South Node with the North Node. So for my example, I didn't even realize I had this bridge job, but that's what it was. Before I started this business, I had an e-commerce business that kind of straddled like Virgo energy, Pisces energy, something that was very detail oriented, operational focused, but also very creative. So I was in charge of making sure like the company was running like operationally, but also creating lots of new products as well. So it was very interesting because it was entrepreneurial, but it wasn't something that I started completely by myself. So I had a bit more of like support before jumping into my current business. And then it was a little bit of like marketing. It was like operations. It was like product creation. There was a lot of different things. So I'd look at your North Node and your South Node to combine some of those elements, right? Another iteration of your placement, a North Node in Cancer and a South Node in Capricorn, could be that they are working like to launch like a nursery or a daycare or like something education related for like children. You know, those like new types of schools for like little kids that are like very
I want to invest in them. I like really believe in that big time. I really would love to.
Another example for Nikki. I was like, she's not in this, so let me give a different example, but surely if it's it's an example for you.
Like I've been trying to push my daughter. I'm like, let's open a Montessori together. And she's like not into the idea, but I wish she was.
Well, she's like also like 18, 17.
18. She's like, I know. I try to push my kids to be entrepreneurs at the age of 5.
She's like, not now. I'm just trying to have a fun. It could also be kind of like designing something like very homey for children, creating like a really, like we talked about this. You're actually already doing this. Like you're putting in like different homes, like rental units, like on your property. That's also a very good idea. Anything that is very caring, nurturing, like service oriented, but also intuition, like could be kind of someone else could start like their own like therapy business, other types of intuitive business, like emotional regulation, nervous system regulation, kind of like how to do like make your home like more cozy, how to decorate your home, how to make a safe sanctuary in your home. Those are some other examples as well. And I know that sometimes I have clients, they're like, I don't really resonate with my North Node because, you know, lots of different things are happening in the chart. So then I would say, you know, look at your Saturn placement. So those are some of the hard lessons that you learn, and you have those growth phases like late 20s, early 30s, mid to late 50s. And then you can look at your houses, your second house of money and self-worth, your sixth house of like routines, like coworkers, like kind of how you move through your day-to-day, how you get things done. And then the 10th house is about success, but how you find success. So those are some other placements you can look at as well for some.
And the chart goes through all of this. The actual report that you produce like does talk about those.
Yeah.
It's so much. I mean, there's a lot on the North Node, but there's more than that.
Yeah. So the expanded report is like over 15 pages, and I cover like how you communicate, how you lead, the best ways for you to make money, difficulties you encounter like in your life and business, whether it's like a career that you have or you're starting your own business. So yeah, it's a very good reminder of like who you are, the opportunities that are available to you. And I always like to say it gives space for critical thinking and reflection.
Yes, definitely. Like you kind of want to sit with it and let it speak to you as well. Like, and I actually have that on my to-do list for this weekend because I got it and I got it really quick and I didn't really have time to sit with it, but sitting with it and seeing kind of like what it speaks to, and which is why I love like when you get a reading, it's nice to listen to the recording on your own time and receive. So that's kind of what the report feels like to me. It's like kind of receiving that recording and really like taking some time to see like what you get from it. Awesome. Can I ask you like a few quick North Nodes? So what if I had a North Node in, so we'll just do kind of like fast one. What if I have one in Aries?
Oh, well, this is your nodal return right now. You are letting go of codependency and the need to kind of take everyone's opinions and being like, is this right? Is that right? And being like, this is what I believe in. This is what I care about. These are my boundaries. I am an individual that's separated from the collective because it's very easy for them to kind of get lost in there. They kind of go with the flow. Like they're always like they're like, oh, I can do this, I can do that. But then they're going to be like, actually, I really want to do this. I don't want to do that. They're going to have much more better boundaries and also a clear definition of who they are.
Okay. North Node Leo.
I love getting like the North Node in Leo because I have a client, a friend, she has her own like, you know, spiritual witch business. And I'm like, your North Node is in Leo. Like you really have to be like on stage. You really have to be on camera, be on social media. And she's like, I hate this. I gave her this reading like a couple of years ago. She's like, I hate it. I'm like, but this is going to be how you make your business even more successful because she had started her business and it had generated like six figures almost like immediately. Once she started to get on more podcasts and just like really like not be afraid to get in front of the camera, a lot more opportunities came to her. Even though it was very uncomfortable, she's like, I don't want to do this. And I'm like, you must do this. And you're already doing this work. You've chosen this path. So there's kind of like nowhere else for you to go but to do that.
Do you think like you ultimately enjoy being in your North Node or does it always feel okay? Like at some point, it feels like home.
No, it's a homecoming because now like I know so I have a couple interesting pieces of content that I'll put out soon because I'm like, I'm going to go through my nodal return soon, going to get a sneak peek of it this fall. And I'm like, oftentimes it is very difficult for people to go through their nodal return because it kind of really is like lessons you've been learning, but it's like now we're hyper-focused on these lessons. It's like you're going the accelerated route, like a one-year program that's like 3 years, like, okay, make sure that you're hearing this loud and clear. And for me, it's to find more balance, to feel taken care of. I think a lot of like water signs are like this. Like you've taken care of a lot of things in past lifetimes. You've been the structured one. You've been the dependable one. What is it like when you're creative? Like kind of like flowing. And I know for myself, I'm like, those lessons are around the corner. And I'm like trying to like let go of control and know that this cycle that's coming up for me for the next like, 2 years, like I'm supposed to learn how to just be in my element, how to be the star and not doing more of the operational work. And also there's some relationship dynamics that I'm learning as well of like, how do I allow myself to be taken care of? Because these are things that, you know, personally, I'm like thinking about going through like, and I've talked to you about this before too. Like I'm in a relationship right now. I've never been in a relationship for this long before. And it's like, how do you learn how to find balance of like letting this person take care of you, but also like what areas do you excel in? Like finding like which parts of your lives you're leading. I know that's going to be my big lesson that's coming up.
Yeah. And eventually it's like something that's like meant to feel natural. Okay. I have another North Node for you. Sagittarius.
Yes. Ooh, this is the one, this is my caveat. Our North Nodes in Sagittarius or Gemini, they are very similar. So for them, it's just a slight shift of focus. So with the North Nodes in Sagittarius, it's much more global, much more international. And they focus a lot more on like belief systems, the philosophy, they like higher education. So they might be someone that's like, okay, I want to share a different way of living and being. I also like have a desire to, these people, like they'll travel to faraway places, or they'll live like abroad for a period of time, or like marry someone who's like not from like the same country. They have like an international flair to them. They still have really strong writing and speaking skills. So like really operating from like a south node in Gemini, that's very much so like taking in different ideas, having like a strong throat chakra, but just slightly different. That's the only nodal placement that I'm like, it's not as intense, even if you don't have any Gemini or Sagittarius.
Right. Cause there's like similarities there. That's nice. You got an easy one, guys. Okay. My last North Node. Scorpio.
The North Node in Scorpio. I know that from like fall of 2021 till summer of 2023, they were going through it. Taurus and Scorpio friends. The North Node in Scorpio is about feeling more into their intuitive gifts, letting go of the practical, and understanding that they have a lot more emotion than they think. Like they have a lot of feelings that they kind of tamper down. They need to find more ways to feel more empowered. I would also say to tap into their sexual energy as well, and doing like really deep healing work, going to the places that they kind of have been ignoring, doing the shadow work, because it's a water sign. It's very intuitive. It's very psychic. So leaning into those parts of themselves as well.
I'm sorry, Scorpio friends. I'm so scared of you guys. I have like PTSD because I dated a Scorpio and it was like very, it was very traumatic. I mean, there was a lot of past life stuff between the two of us, but it was very traumatic. So, but one of my best friends in the whole world, my sister-in-law, is lots of Scorpio, and I feel like she is clearing out my wound.
Yeah, maybe because you don't have the same type of past life dynamic, but I would say that Scorpio gets a bad rap a lot, but it is because I think Scorpios in the coming years, in the coming decades, like as we move forward, like in the Aquarian age, they will be very, very valued because they're truth seekers and they always share the truth. And I think that when you're not ready for it, it can be very jarring. And also when they don't know the right people who are ready for it. So they'll just start saying things and people are like, wow, this person is savage. It takes a bit of finessing on their end and on the other like person's, like the person who's receiving it, to also be like, okay, they're saying something that really is triggering me. Why does it trigger me? Let me take a couple steps back, not react, and see what is some of the wisdom that I can take from these insights.
Okay, guys, I'll stop giving you bad publicity. I will stop that today. We'll end here today. Alice, you are currently doing these like super cool, I did see you on TikTok recently, but I'm following you on Instagram, so this is where I saw it. But you're doing these really cool like stitching together these like cool reels where you kind of like take a video of somebody kind of either complaining about something or like something that is definitely like happening in the world. And then you're like, yes, of course this is happening in the world because blah, 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 blah. And I'm really enjoying that. So guys, like definitely I'll Thank drop you. Her Instagram and her TikTok here, depending on what platform you are, but I'm really enjoying those. But I recently saw one where you talked about period 9, and this is totally off the subject. I don't even know how we fit this into this conversation, but I found this interesting. And I, from what I understood, was that this is from Feng Shui.
Yes.
Correct? Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about period 9?
Yeah. So period 9 is very similar to Pluto in Aquarius. They're both 20-year cycles that have just started. Period 9 talks about this transition of, I wouldn't say it's a transition, because my boyfriend did make a point so about this because I was talking to him about it. It's more of like a shifting of focus, power from like young white men, which we saw from like the dot-com bubble and, you know, Silicon Valley and tech, to older women, specifically middle-aged women. I can't find a better term. I'm working on it. But when we think about middle age, you know, we're thinking about a lifespan. It could be anywhere from like 68 to 80, even like longer. But I kind of keep it to the window of like 30 to 50.
I'm 41. I mean, we're like, I'm okay with this. Call me middle-aged if you want to, because that's really, I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to live about probably like 90 to 95 years. So yeah, I'm getting to the top of my mountain.
This is the middle. So this is the rise of quote unquote middle-aged women. I believe it's going to head in actually very different, very interesting directions, because this just started this new like kind of like social phenomenon of like trad wives. They're kind of like much more traditional roles of like women that's perpetuating, and like people are like, it's the patriarchy, it's white supremacy, it's like all these different things. But what I find to be so interesting about this like group of women is that they are making money from like the patriarchal structure and role that has been given to
it's
them.
It's like payback, bitches. It's you're going to pay me for watching me make sourdough bread.
It's interesting because in one reality, they are perpetuating like, oh, like to be a woman, I'm making Oreos from scratch. I'm making like pasta from scratch, the pasta sauce, like maybe even like making the meat, like I don't know, like just kind of like extreme. And some people are like, oh, like I want to do this. But at the same time, there is an opening of awareness of spirituality that people can see this and be like, this is very aspirational, this is very interesting, but this is not my reality. I think there's some people that will subscribe to it, but other people who are more awake are seeing what's actually happening, that they are taking something that has traditionally in the past left them feeling disempowered into an empowered phase, empower shift. This is a time that we're also going to see a lot of technological advances. So, you know, people are afraid of ChatGPT, of AI, but I believe it is going to level the playing field and is going to humanize us so much more, because at the end of the day, you're typing into ChatGPT prompts. It's all going to be about prompts. Like, how do you craft your question? How do you get the machine to give you what you want? And that is a skill. And that requires you to understand yourself and to follow your intuition, to amalgamate and connect many different things that you're interested in, and for the machine to help you kind of make that a little bit more malleable or understandable to other people. It is a time that it can be a little bit more volatile, because it is like a fire element stage. So there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, a lot of people who might like make it rich quick and then kind of like fizzle out again. It is a powerful time for spirituality and for us to recognize more than what we cared about. Because remember that in our 20s, we cared about like prestige, money, and like, does this look good on my resume? But it's like, none of that actually matters. And so in this period of nine, this next 20 years, it's going to be so much more. It's like, am I aligned to the values of this company? Do I like who I'm working with? Do I enjoy the work that I do? And even for your own business, you're like, have I created a business that I'm a slave to? Can I give myself more freedom? Can I create more spaciousness for myself and not create a trap that I left, a space, a jail that I left behind, which is like corporate? And how can I make something that is truly me? And that is going to be, I always say, when you start a business, it's two-prong. It's creating a solution, it's creating a product or service, but it's also how you run your business that's very powerful. And that creates incredible change. And as more women start more businesses, we are going to see more flow, more intuitive ways of working. You don't need to show up quite rigidly and being like, I'm fully prepared. You're like, you know what? There's a lot of things going on in my life. This is the best that I'm doing, and I don't have all the answers right now, but let's hop on this call. Let's have our meeting, and I will get you the answers. I will get you what you need. Like, it's just going to be much more forgiving, much more compassionate. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things that will happen in the next 20 years. Like, how we live, how we work are going to be drastically changed.
I love all of that so much, Allison. I think, like, I'm just going to add that I think the robots and the AI is going to show us humans our value. I think it's going to be this thing where, oh no, that's the robot's job. Like, why would I do that? Like, I don't need to work that way, or I don't need to like function that way. Like, that's for the robot. And what is unique about me is my soul. So I actually think working with a robot is going to give you a bit of a spiritual awakening, like kind of how you're saying with the prompts and stuff, because you're going to have to start to differentiate yourself from the robot. The same way I look at my dog and I understand like how me and my dog are different, right? Like there's a difference. It's actually not soul related, but there's other things. But the robot does not have the soul. So it's going to make me actually like connect to my soul a bit more when I see what the robot does and what I see what I do. So I think that's the way kind of we get through this.
The work that we do is going to be even more important. I have said this, and I said it, but I didn't know how it would kind of come about. And I'm starting to see the puzzle pieces fit together. But learning how to listen to your intuition, reading energy, this is going to be so important. I actually did this practice in ChatGPT a couple of days ago. I wanted it to write something, but I wanted it to be a different energy. So I was like, write this as if you were a Bain consultant. Write this as if you were a creative artist that have been featured in Art Basel and like making like $500,000 a year. And then of course I have to like shift the prompt and be like, don't make it so obvious. Like you're making this much money. Like use this as context. And through that context, it understood and it spit out information very differently. That's energy. Mm-hmm. That's how you can manipulate, and that's how you can kind of like write something that has that energetic quality, but it requires you to understand energy and the energy of what is it like to be an artist. There's nothing wrong with this. Who's kind of just like selling their art, like on the street versus an artist who is selling their art in art galleries.
It's an energetic shift.
And you have to understand that so that you can understand how to use AI, machine learning, all the different things that we're going to have to your disposal in the best way. Because when you understand energy, you begin to understand like, oh, this is how I can use this. This is how I am special. This is how I can bring all these things together.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, I love that. You just gave us so much, Alice. Like, that was beautiful, and appreciate you. Alice, thank you so much for everything that you shared today. Thanks for playing the games with me. I had the best time. We will leave everything in the show notes, you guys, if you want to get your free career astrology report on my, it's mysaturn.com, I believe, right?
Yoursaturn.com.
Your Saturn. Thank you. Yoursaturn.com. And we will have that there. And just the ways to connect, definitely watch her reels, which I'm really enjoying, and get thank your you. Career astrology report. Alice, I love you so much. And thank you for, I mean, you believed in me before I was who I am today. So I will always love you for that. And thank you same for everything here. That you shared today.
Thank you so much. And the same for you as well. You believed in me. You saw my future before I was ready to receive it. I remember it was like in the coffee shop. You're like, oh yeah, that's what I knew. I didn't want to tell you. You weren't ready, but it was going to come. The reading and doing the like astrology readings, being an intuitive. So thank you. Thank you for being on this journey with me.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.